And there's people on the business.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.
As part of non-league day, Romulus returned to FA Cup action with a prestigious home tie facing an unbeaten Hereford side sitting pretty at the top of the Evo-Stick Southern League Division 1 South and West table. In an instant-packed match, including red cards for Romulus defender Cameron Lee and Hereford forward Pablo Haysham, a first-half strike from Hereford's John Mills on 29 minutes was cancelled out by a 71-minute penalty by Romulus captain Mark Branch, resulting in the side facing a replay on Tuesday night at Edgar Street. After the match, we spoke to Romulus captain Mark Branch for his thoughts on the game.
I think a draw was probably a fair result. I think the first 20 minutes they were all over us. Maybe the occasion got to a few of the younger lads, and then we got back into the game and just wanted to try and quieten the crowds, which didn't really work because they scored first. Looking forward to Tuesday.
John Mills up the scoring for Hereford. What's your thoughts on that goal? Was it a bit of lax defending on your part, do you think?
A little bit, and a little bit of bad luck. A few of the lads rushed to block the first shot and it's ricocheted straight to their striker and he's smashed it. I mean, got a deflection off me actually and went past the keeper, but a little bit of bad luck as well.
Second half, Mark, you scored the penalty to even things up. Before that though, what's your thoughts on the decision for the penalty? Do you think it was a blatant penalty?
I think Malachi's actually dived, really bad dive, giving him a 10 out of 10 for his dive. He sort of hung his leg out there and the refs give it. The refs tried hard today, but I think he made a few dodgy decisions as well, to be honest.
And that was the start of a key moment in the second half, wasn't it? Because after the penalty which you converted, even the score, there was two sending offs.
Yep.
Cammy got sent off for Romulus and Pablo Haysham got sent off for Hereford. What's your thoughts on the both sending offs?
Cam got booked in the first half when he tackled a lad and they sort of squared up to each other, but his second booking, he was sort of just trying to keep up with the lad and he's grabbing his shirt a little bit. It's maybe a bit harsh. They're sending off. I didn't see it, but I think he was sort of like pushing one of the lads on the floor, and I think the ref maybe wanted to even up a little bit.
And finally, Hereford, next Saturday you've got Whitton Albion at home. That's a top of the table clash. What do you know about Whitton Albion and how will the lads prepare for that game?
Obviously, like us, they've won all four games, so they're going to be a good team. They're probably the type of team everyone thinks will be up there at the end as well. So we've just got to look forward to Tuesday, but really the league's the most important. For a club like us, if we can get in, finish in the top five, it's brilliant.
There are a cluster of teams in the league though who have fancied their chances to make a playoff berth this season, and would you class yourselves with the positive start you've had so far? Gatecrash the playoff party by the end of the season.
I think there's some good teams like Whitton Albion, Shore Lane, and I think Northwich, when we play them, are good, so there'll be some teams up there, but we just want to try and stay up there and try our best to try and get in the top five.
And there's people on the business.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.